Hey everyone, before we start the episode, I just want to say I hope you're all doing well. I hope you are all looking after each other, looking after yourselves, making sure your hands are washed, and keeping a distance where possible with the whole social distancing and quarantining. Just hope and pray that this all blows over, but I thought this episode is perfect for the situation because it's all about mindset and staying positive. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and yeah, give it a listen, let me know what you think, and if you like more of this content going forwards. Hey everybody, welcome to the Culture Shock Podcast. My name is Stephen Adeboye, and this is a sort of special edition because I don't really do Skype calls because I like to get my guests in person, but we're in some sort of extreme circumstances based on current situations with the world right now. But I'm happy to have my guest here today. So would you like to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yes, my name's Jane Magg. I'm a consultant with the Procter Gallagher Institute in the US. So I work with Bob Proctor. If people aren't aware of Bob, he's been studying human potential for over 50 years and is recognised as one of the world's best in that area. Nice. So lots of experience, lots of research behind what we do, and years and years of experience that Bob brings to it. And I facilitate a program that Bob has put together, but he is the one that actually delivers that training. So, you know, clients are learning from the best.
Excellent.
They really are. Excellent. Yeah. So, we work with clients to learn how their mind works, how to set goals and how to achieve their goals. And as we were just saying, I think it's essential at the moment with the current situation in the world that people do become aware of how they can use their minds. Yeah. A lot of frightened people, a lot of people scared, telling themselves they're going to be ill, which is the worst thing you can do. And people do need to be aware. You know, it's okay, watch the Prime Minister when he comes on. He's making us aware of what's happening in the country. But please, please don't be inundated with it. Don't read up newspapers all day. Don't watch the news all day. You know, this is not good. You need to be very careful what you're putting into your mind. And also putting into the minds of the children.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to be putting in messages of fear and panic. We need to be putting in some positivity, which, you know, that's the message that I'm trying to get out, and my fellow consultants are trying to get out. You know, we can change this around, but it starts with your mind.
Yeah, absolutely. And I completely agree with the current situation that we're facing right now with uncertain times. I think it's very easy to be influenced, and as I'm caution, I completely agree with social distancing. I completely agree with the matters of, you know, taking precautions. But even the action in itself causes a distance with, you know, connections with people that you normally would want to connect with. And so you're more isolated than ever, but we're more connected as well with the internet. But it's nice to know that, you know, with your team, you're focusing on the mind and how to sort of look after yourselves in that way. Do you mind just diving a bit deeper? What in essence is, you know, looking after yourself from a mental standpoint? What are the key components to sort of take into account?
Right. So it's really important to understand how the mind works. So we have two parts to our mind. And Bob uses something called the stick figure, which basically is it's a circle for your head, which is separated in the middle, and then a smaller circle for the body. And the top part of the mind is the conscious mind, which is the part where you can accept or reject any thoughts. And whatever you accept, then goes into the other part of your mind, which is your subconscious. And this is the emotive mind. This is the one that it doesn't have the ability to accept or reject. It has to accept everything that you give to it, basically. So you have to be very careful what you're putting into your subconscious. And your subconscious mind drives you. So whatever you're telling your subconscious, that will cause your body to move in the way it does. So, and your body causes your results. So that's, in a nutshell, that's how we work. So that is really why we have to be very careful what we're saying to ourselves. The conscious mind is the one where we have the five senses, but we also have the intellect there. So we have the memory, the will, the imagination, those senses as well. So we have to use those to our advantage and not react to what's happening around us. It's not always easy, but we can choose what we think, you know, and just don't accept the panic that's going on at the moment. Tell yourself that you're healthy. It may sound simplistic and stupid to some people, but you tell yourself you're healthy, happy and strong. Keep saying that to yourself all day, every day, and that will go into your subconscious, and that's what you will be. You'll be happy, healthy and strong. So that's how the mind works.
Sorry to interject, but it's nice to talk about that, because I think so many times we don't realize the the fact that we have a subconscious in us, and that we allow our thoughts to sort of dictate where things go. And you know, the way you talk to your subconscious, from my understanding, it's a completely different language to how me and you are talking. And so
that's
we have
right.
to treat it in
that's
a different
right.
way, and
yes,
we have to be very kind to it as well.
Yes, it's very important as well when you're talking to your subconscious to really feel it, because that's how it goes in, and it goes in quicker if you're really feeling the emotions. So another way really to change your vibration and to change what's happening with your body is to write a gratitude list. Write 10 things that you're grateful for, and impress that on the subconscious mind, and again that will change how you're feeling, which will change the results in your life. It is simple things, but that's how people can start to do it. We do use the mind to set goals. And that can be any goal. I mean, if you want to be well, that's a massive goal. You know, I've seen people, which I think we've discussed before. I know from personal experience, someone who's used their mind to clear cancer from their bodies.
No.
The mind is so, so powerful. And we just need this awareness. You know, you don't have to be taken by the tide. You can choose to start turning things around. And I do believe if you know, just one person does it, shares it with another, you know, this is how we do it, isn't it? One person at a time. That's what we're trying to do, make people aware of what they can do to change their lives, to make their lives better. Once you've got this awareness, you know you don't have to invite illness into your body. You know, you can be healthy. But it works with other goals. I'm passionate at the moment about helping people who are struggling with weight release. You know, there's an awful lot of obese people in the country who aren't living the lives they can lead. And that's very sad. And I'm very passionate about helping those people at the moment. But the way we do change what's going into our subconscious is to change what's called a paradigm. We all have paradigms. These are our beliefs and habits that we inherit at birth. So you will eat the food that your family ate. You'll speak the language that they spoke, but it goes much deeper than that. So everyone will have a paradigm around food, they'll have a paradigm around money, and to make any significant change in your life, you need to find that what that paradigm is, and then you start making the change. And you make that change initially through repetition, telling yourself different to what, the story that you want to believe, the life you want to live. There are only two ways of changing a paradigm. One is an emotional impact, such as 9/11. That would have been a massive emotional impact for people, particularly in the US. And the only other way to do it is through repetition. You need to see yourself as the person you want to be, and start impressing that on your subconscious mind. That's the process that we go through to start the process of achieving goals.
I completely subscribe to that idea. I mean, we always, I mean, it's very easy to tell yourself the story that you've been living in and play a, I don't want to say victim, but in a way, you can victimize some elements of your story and say, because I come from this background, because I had this circumstance that happened to me, I can never achieve happiness. I can never achieve what that person has next door. I'm not talking monetary, I'm just talking about whatever goals you have in mind, you always are kind of anchored by that. But like you said, you know, the mind and changing your thoughts and your beliefs, finding those problem areas and kind of diving into it and saying, okay, what went wrong here? Was it parenting? Was it cultural background? Was it the school system? Was it my peers? Was it my friends, etc.? And realizing what could happen if you kind of look at those problems and then say, all right, is it the same now? Do I have those same opportunities to go back and change that? No, but are they still around me? If they are, then you can have the mature mindset to say, okay, maybe I can sort of separate myself from that. And I think the bigger question actually that I'm kind of leading towards is a lot of people still find it hard to detach from certain areas of their lives where, you know, say for example, family, it's very hard to detach from that. How do you work towards knowing that, well, work towards a problem such as areas in the family dynamic that can impact your level of happiness, for example, and kind of develop your own?
You have to recognize that no one has control over what you think. You choose what you think. And if you've got any issues with family, whatever, it may be, in your upbringing, whatever. It's very, very important if you're holding any sort of resentment that you forgive. Very, very important to forgive, because that sets the right tone for you then to make the change in your life. So forgiveness is very important, because that will put you in a different vibration. And obviously the newer life that you want will be in a higher vibration than the one you're in now. So you need to see yourself as that person. You need to see yourself already as that person, and you need to come from that place. So it's important to let go of any resentments that you may have to, around family or whoever it is. At the end of the day, they did the best they knew how to do. So that doesn't mean you have to stay stuck there. You've got control over your own life. You have control over what you think. And what better time to start than now? Today. We only have the time now, don't we?
Absolutely.
So, this is the time when you should start. Make the decision that this is going to be when you change your life. I'm going to start today. And affirmations are a big one. If people aren't aware of affirmations, this is where you tell yourself that you are what you want to be. You know, I am wealthy, I am successful, I am a successful consultant. That's what I say to myself. And that's what you have to impress on your mind. And don't let outside environment affect you. You know, the start just said, not with what's happening in the world, not with families. You have to be strong, and it takes courage. It does take courage, but we've all got that courage. Sometimes we don't believe we have, but we have got that courage. And you just really need someone to guide you if you're not sure how to do it. And there are people who are more than happy to help. You know, I work in a great environment and with so many lovely people who just want to help others. And so the help is there. You just need to reach out. You know, I would say to people, if they're not aware of Bob, to watch him on YouTube, because he's got such great content on there that can help people. And people need to start using their will. You know, we have free will, and you choose what you do with your life. I mean, you're doing a great service here with these podcasts. I think that's
Oh,
fantastic.
thank you.
And you know, but you've chosen to do that, and you've used your will to do it. And people need to start being aware that they can use their will towards what they want to achieve. You know, JFK said to one of them born in the 1960s, when you have to realize this is a time when phones were attached to the wall, what would it take to get to a man to the moon? And he said the will to do it. And once they decided they wanted to do it, that's when things started coming into place. That's when they got the technology. You know, the will is really important. You know, your higher faculties are very often overlooked. People will say, I've got a bad memory. You haven't got a bad memory. You've got a weak memory. You know, work on it. Imagination is such a phenomenal thing. You know, imagine yourself in the life you want to be in. And these faculties are usually quite weak because we've not used them. You know, with the imagination, we're encouraged as a child to imagine, aren't we, and role play. And then once you go to school, stop daydreaming. So no, don't stop daydreaming. That's what we're supposed to do. That's how you create the life you want. But it comes with repetition. You have to keep doing it to strengthen it. It's like any muscle. You know, if you used one arm and not the other, the muscles in the one you didn't use would soon be useless, wouldn't they? So
Absolutely.
it's exactly the same. You just have to use them and they get stronger.
Because again, I think it's you mentioned something very important, imagination, and it's not that I have a gripe with the school system or just the workforce, but you see that get stripped away each year. You're only allowed to use imagination in small doses because, say, if you want to do something creative in arts, then yes, use imagination. When it comes to sciences, when it comes to, all right, this is the textbook's answer to this question. No, this is how we want you to answer that question, which is fine. From a logistical standpoint, I think that's fine. But when you're looking at the whole ecosystem of what our workforce is, what our society is, it's more of a conforming society. And I think that is good in times like this where, okay, someone says do something for the health and safety of everyone else, do it. But for the happiness of your own, it's not really going to push you as far as your imagination. So the question is, how do we implement the ideas of being more creative, exploring ourselves a bit more, and trying to sort of answer those questions that are unknown? Do you think it's something that we had to sit down and mind map that, or what's the best process to sort of bring that out of you?
Sorry, can you say that again?
In
Because
terms,
I lost you a little bit
oh
there.
yeah, sorry. So in terms of bringing the imagination to life, what's the best way to bring that, to sort of sketch that out? Is it something where you sit down with a pen and paper and saying, okay, I want to do this, I want to do that, or I'm going to write a journal, and anything that I dream about, I'm just going to put it in, or
Absolutely, absolutely. You need to write out what's called a life script. So your life script is actually how you want your life to be, but you write it in the present tense.
Yeah.
I am so happy and grateful now that. And write your life in every detail that you want it to be, in every area, your health, your wealth, your family, your friends, your home. And that's the beginning of it. And then you read that life script to yourself. I record mine on my phone and I listen to it every day. And then you just imagine, close your eyes and imagine yourself there. But you need to feel it as well, not just say the words. You need to feel that you're there. And that's the magic ingredient, the feeling, which helps that to come into place. But certainly write it down, and then it's easier to see in your mind once you've done that. And then just imagine it, like your life as you want it to be in every area. And it's, I mean, why wouldn't you want a great life?
Absolutely.
You know, it's we're all supposed to be happy.
Yeah.
I believe the purpose of life is joy.
Yeah.
We are all supposed to be happy and not dragged down by outside circumstances.
And I guess, you know, unfortunately, because of the world we live in, it can be very easy to sort of fall into those things. But that's why I'm such a big component of protecting your peace and protecting your happiness where you can. And, you know, I don't think happiness can be something that's like, okay, I want to be happy. This is the reason for it. You know, happiness can grow through other things as well. And that can change as well. So my question really is this. With people setting goals, sometimes, you know, when you try to pursue something too heavily, it kind of pushes away. I don't know if you've ever experienced that. You know, if you're too hungry to get a certain goal sometimes, you might act desperate. Do you believe that energy kind of crosses over? Or do you think things are supposed to be the way they are with coming to you in terms of that attraction?
If you're struggling to achieve your goal, it's because you've not changed your paradigm. You do need to get yourself into the person that you want to be.
Yeah.
See yourself as already there, and that raises your energy. But you need to work from that place. What would that person be doing? What actions would they be taking? Where would they be going? Who would they be talking to? That's where you need to be coming from to achieve your goal. You imagine yourself as already there, and what would you be doing? What would you be wearing? And you become that person in your mind, and then your actions start to change, and that's what brings it into your life. And the person you want to be will be on a different vibration to where you are currently, which is why you need to do that process. You need to put yourself into that role now, so that you can bring it into your life.
Yeah, I think that's actually, you know, the more I think about my success and where I wanted to go, when I was trying to achieve certain goals, it was like, okay, I've got to work hard to do this, which is cool, but it would only take me so far. And then when I said, okay, you know what, I'm going to change this circumstance, this is the version of who I want to be, and then I saw my sort of progress jump tenfold. And I was thinking to myself, am I having like a imposter syndrome? Because essentially you're trying to say, okay, I'm going to be this person, and you kind of jump into that role, and then you have to kind of live that person. And then
that's right. Yeah. That's right. Yes. Yeah. So obviously you're seeing the success of doing that, aren't you?
Yeah.
So then what you do then is just set yourself a higher goal. A goal should be something we've no idea how to achieve.
Yeah.
It's no good setting yourself a goal that you know how to achieve, or you think maybe you can do, because there's no joy in that. There's no satisfaction in that. You need to set yourself a high goal. You've no idea how to achieve it. And then you start working towards it and see yourself as that person.
Yeah.
And then once you're there, you set yourself a higher one.
Yeah. And that's the crazy part about it, because you think you'll be satisfied with the initial goal that you set. And then when you get there, it's like, okay, I'm cool. I mean, I'm enjoying this view, but what's up there? And you continue to progress.
Absolutely. Yeah. But that's how we're programmed. We're supposed to keep striving for more. No, that's not being greedy. That's just how we are.
Yeah.
It's that satisfaction level, isn't it? Yes, be grateful for what you've got, but never be satisfied.
Yeah.
You need to be achieving more. And that's how you grow. That's what a goal is for. It's to help you to grow.
Yeah.
It's not for the stuff. It's so you grow as a person.
Yeah. I think that's, it can always get misconstrued in terms of being a high achiever. It's always like, okay, you're supposed to just achieve a certain level and then be happy with it. And then that's it. But then it's like, no, I want more. And it can always be demonized in some sort of fashion. It's not the easiest conversation to have with people when you say, okay, this is where I'm going. How do you sort of reframe the conversation, or do you surround yourself with people in the same sort of space as you? Because, you know, sometimes it can be hard when you're just going this trajectory alone. It's better to align yourself. Yeah,
you see, if people say you shouldn't set yourself high goals, or you shouldn't want that, that's their paradigm speaking.
Yeah.
And that's got absolutely nothing to do with you. That's their issue.
Mm.
But certainly, if you want to be a millionaire, you know, encircle yourself with millionaires.
Mm.
That's what people do.
Yeah.
You've got to get yourself into that environment where actually that's an accepted idea.
Mm.
It is a sad fact that once you start to grow as a person, some people in your life will fall away. And I think, you know, if other people don't want to grow or want to hold you back, that's not good for you. You know, that's it may sound selfish. I don't want to sound selfish, but it's a very personal thing. You know, if they don't want to grow, they shouldn't hold you back.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't feel guilty for wanting to be that different person.
Yeah.
You know, it's the only reason people don't set goals is because they've no idea how to do it.
Mm.
So they think they can't, so they don't bother. Which is sad. You know, we're all the same. We're all connected. We're all made of the same stuff.
Mm.
You know, we're all made of energy, and we can all do it. But some people just need more help than others to realise that.
Yeah.
But certainly don't let that hold you back.
Mm. Do you think fear plays a big role in terms of people not striving for their goals, knowing that, okay,
fear?
Yeah.
Oh, massive.
Yeah.
Massive.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Fear is, there are six basic fears, and one of them we're seeing at the moment is fear of ill health.
Mm.
But yes, we've all got these fears, and you have to work on yourself to get rid of them,
yeah.
Basically, to, you know, to tell them, no, you're not taking over, you know, and it doesn't matter what goal you've achieved or where you are in life, they will still poke the head up at some point.
Yeah.
Personal development is a daily thing.
Mm.
It's not a one-time thing. You need to work on yourself every day to get where you want to go.
Mm.
Which is we're all encouraged to do that, you know. And a great way is watching. And there's so many inspiring people,
yeah.
And people like YouTube and yourself doing podcasts. You know, there's great information out there.
Mm.
That people need to choose to be listening to that or watching the videos rather than something just mindless that's not helping them.
Mm. Yeah, because again, I think this is such a beautiful conversation, because if there was news that was more proactive with the conversation of bettering yourself and learning about different factors of life and helping you and helping society be better, you know, I think this place would be, the world would be a better place. But because it's all based on fear and this is what you should be worried about, survival and all this stuff, it's mm-hmm. easy to sort of pay attention to that, because like you said, the subconscious wants to kind of know where things are going wrong and move you away mm-hmm. from it, and it's always paying attention to that energy space versus
yeah.
the energy space yeah. of growth. And yeah, I think it's very important to have mediums like this where I'm talking to even just ordinary people or just people like yourself, and, you know, just getting a view of what it's like to sort of explore the mind, explore your success, explore your dreams and aspirations. So you know, hopefully our listeners can get a great taste of what that is and explore that in their own journey as well.
It is that lack of awareness. I recently did a talk to about 15 people at my local gym. It was just a mind, body and soul event that the lady puts on once a month, and she asked me to speak. And the people there were just sat there agog when I was talking to them about how the mind works. People just aren't aware. You know, and they were just, oh, wow, I'm going to go and watch Bob. And, you know, I've recommended some books to them. And, oh, wow, I'm going to go and buy them. And it's just lack of awareness. And they don't know that they can choose to do any other than react to circumstance.
Yeah.
The trouble is, when you react to circumstance, you just keep getting the same. You'll keep getting the same result because that's all you're seeing. So it is lack of awareness, absolutely.
Yeah. In a utopia of how society should be, what would be your way of working through a lot of the problem areas that we're facing? Would you teach mindfulness in school? Would you include that in the workplace? How should it be?
Absolutely, absolutely. It needs to start at school. I firmly believe that children need to be reminded of who they are. Children, we all come into this life knowing that we work on more than this physical plane. You know, we work on three planes. We're physical, we're spiritual, and we're intellectual. Children know that the spirit side.
Yeah,
they've got that connection. That's why they can imagine. But as they get older, they lose that and they forget that connection. So I think it's very important from an early age to keep reminding them of that so that they don't lose that connection. Certainly in the workplace, very, very important. And I do think it's sad that so many companies are just driven by profit and have no real appreciation for the workforce.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just not a good message to send out, is it? And I think it is. I'd love to see someone in government who appreciates this. How fantastic would that be?
Amazing. It would be.
It would. It would.
Yeah.
You know, and as amazing a job as Boris is doing, bless him. We need people in high government who know this stuff, in local councils that know it, you know, people that are making decisions for communities need to be aware.
Yeah, I think that's such an important space. I think we need to kind of see how far we can evolve in that, because, I mean, we're talking about it now, and I hope in the next 20 to even shorter than that, I hope in the future that it ends up being such a better place where we can have that conversation or even work on those things. Because, you know, like I said before, like mental health wasn't a thing we really talked about until very recently, and now everyone's
exploring
what their mental health is and they're monitoring that. And I think my sort of question to you, or maybe just a, you know, blanket statement, was we've talked about mental health and we know it exists. What's next? How are we going to kind of work on ourselves to be better, or what supports are we going to look into to make sure that we're all okay or striving to be better? Because mental health isn't a sickness, it's your health. It's the same way you talked about mindfulness and how you have to use that muscle. So you definitely want to work on yourself always to sort of get to that space that you want to be in, you know, not let the world drag you down in that sense too. So yeah, I really do want to be more, you know, focused in that area too. Especially with entrepreneurship, where a lot of people think, okay, because of the profits or because of expectations, I've got to deliver this, but not look after the reason why they got into it in the first place. And I think that's why I'm doing so many of these podcasts, just to sort of get that information out there and for them to vent as well, because sometimes you lose sight over the goal and put the goal as a sort of pedestal, but not your health and not your, you know, your well-being as well.
We just need to raise people's awareness. That's the first way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah.
And get and speak to as many people as we can, which is what I'm doing.
Yeah, and that's your life's purpose, I believe. I think, you know, you being here is almost divine, because you're spreading information and knowledge to people from across the world, hopefully, that listen to this, and you know, you're changing their lives for the better. And I think when we look at sort of purpose in life, I think it's very hard to sort of say, oh, what is it? You know, is it to just have kids, or is it just to, and don't worry, kids are beautiful, I'm sure, to have, but in terms of your existence, you're finding who you are in this world, and you're doing so much.
Absolutely.
With it. And I think that really strives you to be a better person, which is something that I hope I find more of, and I hope other people find more of as well.
Yes. I think we grow as a person when we help others.
Yeah, I believe that too. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a fantastic place to be.
Yeah, which is the reason why I do this podcast, is because it's not for my actually, in a way, it's so weird, because I've wanted to help people, and then I feel better doing it. And every time it's like, I shouldn't feel better for doing it. It's not like a vanity thing, or it comes from a egotistical place, but I just feel better doing it. And I spend more time wanting to do that versus, okay,
yeah,
maybe
absolutely.
Other things as well. And I don't know, it's a great pleasure to have, but
you found your purpose.
I think that might be the purpose thing that you're talking about.
I think you've found your purpose. Seriously, I think you have.
Well.
And that's fantastic. You keep going.
I will. I feel happy talking to you. I feel happy editing. I feel happy distributing. And I'm looking forward to seeing what this content is going to bring in terms of actual information to our
listeners. Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
It was lovely talking to you, Stephen.
Yeah, and just one last thing. If there's any closing statement, what would you want our listeners to take on board?
Just know how your mind works. Be very careful. Be very, very careful what you say to yourself. Make it a positive statement. And be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, we're all the same. Mm-hmm. We're all the same. We all want love. But that starts with yourself.
Yeah.
Just be kind.
It's an amazing statement to end the podcast. So thank you very much for your time. And, you know,
thank you
to our listeners. And take care. All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Hey podcast listeners, thanks for listening, and thanks for my special guest, and thanks for clicking that play button. But I need you to do four things for me. I want you to like, comment, subscribe, and share this content. It will help tremendously with the growth of this podcast, and I'm producing more content than ever. So I want you guys to be the first to know, and I want others to know as well. So do those four things for me and help this podcast grow to a bigger platform. Thanks for listening.